Before we jump into today's episode, I want to know, are you feeling constantly tired, stressed, or stuck in survival mode, even though you're doing all the right things? My best-selling book, Optimal You, Supercharge Your Energy, Strengthen Your Immunity, was written for people just like you. It's a guide for those of us living in the modern chaotic world who want to optimize your health, prevent burnout, and take back control of your energy and well-being. I'm so proud to share that Optimal You is an Amazon number one bestseller and has been shortlisted at the Business Book Awards in the wellness and well-being category, recognized for its science-backed, practical, and truly holistic approach to long-term health. Inside the book, I share the exact framework I use in clinic, from the 8 core pillars of health to the 4 essential lifestyle S's. Whether you're struggling with niggling symptoms, feeling low in energy, getting sick more often, struggling with autoimmunity, or you simply want to feel like yourself again, this book will meet you where you are. Available now in hardback, paperback, and on Kindle, just search Optimal You by Nicole Good on Amazon or visit optimalyoubook.com for all the links. Because your health shouldn't be on hold and the optimal version of you is waiting.
Welcome to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, a certified functional medicine practitioner, registered nutritionist, and author. In this podcast, we delve into the world of energy and immune health and wellness with positivity, from optimal health and energy to stress and burnout, right through to immune conditions such as thyroid and autoimmune disease. We deep dive into functional medicine, nutritional medicine, and lifestyle medicine, as well as the personal stories of our amazing guests, from Olympians to famous faces and guest experts from all different parts of the health and wellness world. It's time to stop letting your health hold you back and become the optimal version of you. Don't forget to come and join the conversation on Instagram at good_health, that's G-O-O-D-E, or visit the website nicolegoodhealth.com to find out more.
Welcome back to the Good Health Podcast, where we bridge science with lifestyle to help you live with energy, clarity, and purpose. I'm your host, Nicole Good, certified functional medicine practitioner. And today's episode is for the achievers. It's for the leaders, the entrepreneurs, the professionals, the parents, anyone who is holding the weight of the world while still pushing forwards. If you're someone who's always been capable, high-functioning, driven, but lately you found yourself feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, and wondering what happened to me, this episode is for you. Because here's the truth. In my clinic, I see so many high performers breaking down, not because they're weak, but because their nervous system, their hormones, their biology simply can't sustain the pace that they've been keeping. And I know the story personally too. The burnout that doesn't show up overnight, but creeps in slowly. The I'll rest when it's done mindset, the fatigue that sleep doesn't fix, the brain fog in meetings, the quiet anxiety under the surface. Today, we're going to unpack what's really going on in your body when you're burning out, especially when your life still looks successful from the outside. We'll talk about what burnout actually means physiologically, why high performers are uniquely vulnerable to it, and how our modern world, with its 24/7 demands, comparison culture, and lack of boundaries, is fueling the crisis. Most importantly, I'll share some tips with you on how you can start to reverse it. You'll leave this episode not only with a deeper understanding of what's happening in your body, but also with a simple, high-impact steps to begin your recovery, because your energy is your greatest currency, and it's time that we protect it. Burnout is a word that we throw around a lot, but it's often misunderstood. It's not just feeling a little bit tired after a long week. True burnout is both physiological and psychological exhaustion. It affects your body, your brain, and your biochemistry. And if you are a high performer, you might be so used to pushing through that you don't even realize how depleted you've become. We start to see things as normal until your body really starts to shout instead of whisper. You might notice that your energy is crashing by mid-afternoon, you're struggling to concentrate or feeling emotionally flat, even in moments that used to excite you. You might feel anxious for no clear reason, be waking up at 3 a.m. with your mind racing. These aren't just mental health symptoms. These are signs that your stress response system is dysregulated. At the core of this system is something called the HPA axis, a communication loop between your brain and your adrenals. And when you perceive stress, whether it's a deadline, a difficult conversation, or even just scrolling on your phone too late, your brain signals your adrenals to release cortisol, your main stress hormone. In small, healthy amounts, cortisol is brilliant. It helps you focus. It gets things done. It responds to challenges. But when stress is constant, when you never get a real break, that cortisol becomes a slow drip. And over time, it starts to do more harm than good. Your body gets stuck in this high alert state. Your digestion slows, your sleep quality suffers, inflammation increases, and your immune system can become suppressed or overactive. And this is where burnout lives, not just in your mind, but deep in your physiology. Burnout doesn't just affect those who are struggling. It often hits those who appear to be thriving. High performers, leaders, and driven individuals are uniquely vulnerable because of the very traits that fuel their success: discipline, resilience, high standards. That can also push them to ignore their limits. They're often the last to recognize the signs of burnout and the first to downplay them. Are you recognizing yourself at all in this? In this section, we're going to explore the specific personality traits and behaviors that make high achievers more prone to chronic stress and adrenal dysfunction, and why the pressure to keep going can become the greatest health risk. One of the most deceptive things about early stage burnout is that it doesn't always feel like burnout, at least not at first. In fact, many high performers feel energized, they feel invincible in the early stages of that chronic stress. And that's because cortisol, your main stress hormone, gives you a temporary boost in focus, in stamina, and in drive. It can feel like you're really in the zone. You're ticking everything off the list, you're staying up late, you're thriving on adrenaline. But here's the catch: that state is not sustainable. You're not operating from grounded, balanced energy. You're running on stress chemistry. And while it may feel productive on the surface, your body is paying the price behind the scenes. And over time, this heightened cortisol state starts to dysregulate your hormones, disrupt your sleep, deplete your nutrients, suppress your immune function. Even the wired energy starts to give way to fatigue and to brain fog, to emotional numbness, and even physical symptoms. And by then, the crash can actually become very sudden and very dramatic. But it wasn't sudden. It was a slow drip disguised by your own drive and resilience. One of the most common traits that I see in burnout high performers is perfectionism. And not the kind that simply means having high standards. I'm talking about the deep internalized drive to never make a mistake, to always exceed expectations, and to equate personal worth with achievement. Perfectionism in leaders often looks polished on the outside. Detail-orientated professional. The one who always follows through. The one who always goes the extra mile. But under the surface, it creates relentless pressure. There's no room for error, no margin for rest, and no real sense of enough. And because perfectionists often carry a fear of failure or disapproval, they override the body's early signals, start skipping meals, staying up late, working through the exhaustion, just to keep that bar high. Over time, this chronic state of internal pressure keeps the stress response switched on, flooding the system with cortisol and eventually wearing down the adrenal glands. The nervous system never gets time to exhale. And in this way, perfectionism, while often admired in the professional world, can quietly become one of the most destructive forces in your health. Another core trait I see time and again in high performers heading towards burnout is a strong and often overwhelming sense of responsibility. These are people who feel accountable for everything and everyone, whether it's their team, their family, their clients, or their business. Maybe you don't delegate easily, not because you don't trust others, but because you hold yourself to such a high standard that stepping back can feel like letting someone down. There's often a deep and unspoken belief that if you don't do it, it won't get done right. And while this sense of ownership can lead to excellence, it can also lead to chronic overextension. These individuals, and you might be recognizing yourself here, rarely take a true break. Even holidays kind of become working rest periods where you're still switched on. That mental load never really switches off. This constant low-grade pressure signals the brain to keep producing cortisol, reinforcing a state of hypervigilance in the nervous system. And the body becomes stuck in that go mode, unable to access true restoration. Over time, this creates a biochemical state of depletion that no amount of sleep or self-care weekends can really undo. Because the root issue isn't just physical, it's behavioral and emotional. It's the inability to release the weight of being the one who always has to hold it together. For many high performers, burnout doesn't just come from external demands alone. It's actually driven by this internalized pressure to always be on. Even when no one's actually asking, you're still performing. So you might finish work, close the laptop, and still feel a compulsion to be productive. Replying to messages, squeezing in one more task, researching how to optimize your morning routine. It's not about ambition anymore, it's about identity. Somewhere along the way, being available, being capable, and being responsive at all times has become tied to your self-worth. And in today's always connected world, that pressure is amplified. Emails at midnight, WhatsApp messages during dinner, endless scrolling that feels like we're staying informed. The body never really gets the signal that it's safe to switch off. So instead, that cortisol keeps pulsing, the nervous system stays activated, and the natural rhythms of rest and repair get disrupted. Over time, this round-the-clock activation rewires the stress response, leading to emotional flatness, disrupted sleep, low immune resilience, and deep physiological fatigue. What's especially dangerous is that this state often becomes your new normal until the crash hits, and suddenly even small tasks can feel really overwhelming. Another of the most overlooked drivers of burnout is simply this: having poor boundaries. Especially in a world that increasingly blurs the lines between work and rest, between output and identity. For high performers, setting boundaries can feel uncomfortable, even selfish. Saying no can trigger guilt. Taking a full lunch break or finishing work at 5 might feel lazy or indulgent. So those boundaries become porous. Work bleeds into the evenings. Rest days get filled with catch-up tasks. Time and energy are constantly available to others, but rarely protected for yourself. What often underlines this is a deep desire to be seen as reliable, competent, or indispensable. But over time, these lack of boundaries keep that nervous system in this low-level state of activation. Without space to decompress, the stress response again never fully downregulates. That cortisol remains elevated or becomes dysregulated. The body shifts from repair mode to survival mode, and eventually fatigue, brain fog, immune dysregulation, hormone imbalances all start to surface. Boundaries aren't just a productivity tool, they're a biological necessity for that recovery and that long-term resilience. Without them, even the most brilliant and well-intentioned individuals will burn out. Perhaps the most insidious trait I see in these burnt-out high performers is the habit of overriding symptoms, the belief that if you can just push through, things will get better on the other side. A bit of fatigue, grab another coffee. Headaches, must be a bit of dehydration. That creeping anxiety or irritability, just a bit of stress, it'll pass. The body is sending you whispers: exhaustion, tension, bloating, disrupted sleep. But these signs are dismissed or normalized. So if you're a high performer, you might be a master at powering through that discomfort, using willpower to compensate for what your physiology can no longer sustain. And while this mental toughness might serve you in the short term, it becomes dangerous when it's applied to health. Because what we're actually getting is a breakdown of that communication between body and mind. The nervous system is becoming dysregulated. The adrenal glands are under strain. But you are going to keep moving through as though nothing is wrong. And eventually those whispers that your body is trying to tell you will become shouts. We'll get chronic pain, we'll get burnout, we'll maybe even get autoimmune symptoms or total energy collapse. In truth, the body has been asking for help all along. It's simply been overruled by a mindset that equates to slowing down to failure. I'm so excited to share that Optimal You has been shortlisted as a finalist at the Business Book Awards. And to celebrate, the Kindle edition is just 99p from now until I will be at the award ceremony on the 10th of September. If you've been meaning to dive into the book, now's the perfect time. Head to Amazon, search Optimal You by Nicole Good, or hit the link below this episode and grab your copy while this special offer lasts. Let's make optimal health more accessible and celebrate this moment together. We also can't talk about burnout without addressing that wider cultural narrative that fuels it. That's this hustle culture. For years, we've been taught that our worth is tied to that output. Working late, being busy, sacrificing sleep, all badges of honor. We glorify 5 a.m. routines, the stacked calendars, the constant striving, without acknowledging the biological toll. And social media reinforces this as well. Curated lives of endless productivity, peak performance, very often showing little rest or boundaries or burnout. The truth is, hustle culture is built on disconnection. Disconnection from the body, from balance, and from what actually sustains long-term well-being. It rewards burnout until it breaks you. And by the time many high achievers realize this, their health is already compromised. If you are a high performer, that success is coming at the cost of recovery. The promotions, the accolades, the business growth, they all look great on paper, but they're often powered by a nervous system in overdrive. Behind the scenes, the foundations are crumbling, sleep's poor, hormones are out of sync, digestion is struggling, energy's starting to lack. But because success is visible and burnout is silent, at least in the beginning, it's easy to keep pushing. Recovery feels like it's an option rather than it being a necessity, maybe even indulgent. But here's the reality: your ability to perform, to lead, to thrive long-term depends on your ability to recover. Without intentional rest and repair, the very systems that allow you to succeed, your brain, your energy, your focus, all begin to erode. It's not about doing less. It's not about not striving. It's about doing things differently from a place of resilience, not depletion. So far, we've explored the internal landscape, the personality traits, mindsets that can quietly be driving you towards burnout. But there's another layer that we need to acknowledge, and that's the external environment we're living in. Because even if you're self-aware and you're doing all the right things, we're still operating in a world that constantly overstimulates us, overdemands, and underrepairs. But before we get into that, just a quick note. If you're curious to understand more about the science of the adrenals and the cortisol curve, or how stress physiology works in detail, I've covered that in other episodes of the podcast, and we'll link those below this episode, or in my book, Optimal You, and you can grab a copy in any bookstore or on Amazon. And again, we'll link that below this episode. But for now, let's stay zoomed out and look at these societal factors that make burnout not just common, but almost inevitable, especially for those who are wired to achieve. Even the most resilient body and mind will eventually struggle if the environment around it is relentlessly dysregulating. And the truth is, for those high performers who are living in this modern world that we're living in now, burnout isn't a personal failing. It's actually systemic pressure. We're living in a culture that's fundamentally at odds with our biology. Let's start with this 24-hour availability, whether that's emails at 10, Slack messages on a Saturday, or quiet pressure to respond instantly. Most of us never truly switch off. We're constantly reachable, constantly alert, constantly absorbing information. And this creates a state of low-grade continuous stress where the nervous system never really gets that clean break. The stress response was designed for acute danger, not for endless notifications. Add to that our growing tech addiction, the pings, the scrolling, those dopamine hits. They're keeping our brain wired, even in supposed downtime. Most of your downtime probably isn't downtime if you really look at it. Blue light exposure late at night is disrupting our circadian rhythm. It's directly suppressing melatonin, interfering with that deep restorative sleep. Many high performers are using screens right up till bed. In fact, most of us probably are doing this, thinking that we're relaxing, but biologically, we're just keeping that stress system switched on. Then we have the paradox of the sedentary versus overstimulated lifestyle. We're sitting down more than ever. We're at desks, we're in meetings, we're in cars. Yet our mind is constantly racing. We're consuming thousands of pieces of information daily, often without processing them. Our bodies are still, but our brains are in fight or flight. And this mismatch leads to this physical stagnation and nervous system hyperarousal. And that's a perfect recipe for burnout. And we can't ignore the impact of comparison culture, particularly through social media. High performers are already hard on themselves. But now you're also silently measuring yourself against curated images of other people's productivity, appearance, or success. And this fuels that internal pressure, that imposter syndrome, and that constant sense that you should be doing more, better, and faster. It's no wonder that our cortisol levels remain elevated when your nervous system is constantly scanning for how you measure up. Modern work culture has also lost its recovery rituals. We no longer honor the natural ebb and flow of energy. There's little space for downtime, creative rest, or simply being. Lunch breaks are skipped. Weekend work is glorified. The idea of a season of rest is almost unthinkable in most professional environments. And yet the human body is cyclical. Without intentional recovery, performance is eventually replaced by depletion. And finally, let's talk about nutrition. We've mentioned those skipped lunch breaks, but high stress and poor nourishment go hand in hand. So many of us are under-eating without even realizing it, skipping meals, living on caffeine, choosing convenience over nourishment. The food we do eat is often ultra-processed, low in micronutrients, and lacking the building blocks that your body needs to repair and to recover. And even those with the best intentions may be eating organic, but still under-fueling the nervous system, the adrenals, and the mitochondria, especially if you're burning the candle at both ends. All of this creates an environment where burnout isn't surprising, it's almost inevitable. But the good news is once we become aware of these cultural and environmental stressors, and the stressors that we place on ourselves, our mindset, we can start to make conscious and strategic choices that buffer against them. Recovery in the modern world requires intention. It won't happen by default. So how do you know if your stress response is struggling? How do you know if you're one of these people or if your adrenals are beginning to burn out? Often the signs are subtle at first and they're easy to dismiss, but over time they become harder to ignore. I also invite you to take my free health assessment, which we'll link below this episode. It's a quick 3-minute assessment that will tell you which pillars of your health are struggling and where you can start working on them to better your performance. So let's see if you can recognize yourself in any of the following. One of the most common early signs is feeling wired but tired. You're exhausted, but you can't seem to switch off. You get a second wind late at night, or you're lying in bed tired but restless. The mind is racing. Classic signs of cortisol dysregulation, where your body isn't following its natural rhythm of high cortisol in the morning and low at night. Maybe you're experiencing mid-afternoon crashes, that 3 or 4 p.m. slump, where your energy just suddenly tanks and you reach for caffeine or sugar to keep going. This happens when cortisol dips too low during the day and your body struggles to regulate your blood sugar and your energy production. Salt or sugar cravings are another red flag. Craving salty snacks may be your body's way of compensating for low aldosterone, another hormone made by the adrenal glands that helps to regulate sodium and fluid balance. Sugar cravings can be a sign that your body is trying to push up energy quickly when cortisol is running low. Maybe you've got sleep disruption. That's often a big clue, especially if you fall asleep fine, but then wake up in the early hours, typically between around 2 and 4 a.m. And maybe then when you wake, you're alert or you're agitated or you're anxious. This can be linked to blood sugar instability, adrenal imbalance, or a cortisol spike at the wrong time of night. Emotionally, you may notice anxiety, irritability, or brain fog. Maybe you just feel less resilient, more reactive. Things that wouldn't normally bother you start to feel more overwhelming. You might forget words, lose focus in conversations, or find it hard to access the clear thinking that you're known for. You may also notice that your productivity, your performance, or your decision-making just isn't as sharp as it used to be. Tasks take longer, your mental clarity dips, and the drive you once relied on feels harder to access. It's not a motivation issue, it's a sign that your system is running low on reserves. For many, hormonal issues begin to appear too. So maybe irregular periods, worsening PMS, low libido, perimenopausal symptoms that feel out of proportion, low testosterone. That's because cortisol and your reproductive hormones share precursors. And when stress is high, your body will always prioritize survival over fertility or hormonal balance. And here's something else important. Most traditional blood tests are not going to pick this up, at least not in the early stages. You might go to your GP and get your basic labs done and be told everything looks normal, but normal doesn't mean optimal, and it certainly doesn't mean functional. Functional testing, like salivary or Dutch cortisol panels, can reveal patterns and imbalances that standard labs often miss. And these are things that we use really regularly in the Good Health Clinic. The key message here is if you feel something is off, even if your tests say you're fine, trust yourself. Your body is speaking long before burnout becomes visible on a lab report. If any part of this episode has resonated with you, then take this as your permission and your invitation to start supporting your body, not just pushing it. Adrenal recovery isn't about giving everything up or retreating to a yoga retreat in Bali. It's about making strategic shifts that support your nervous system, nourish your body, and create long-term resilience without compromising your ambition or identity. The foundations matter more than we often think. Start with sleep, not just how many hours, but the quality. Are you getting deep, uninterrupted sleep? Are you going to bed before midnight to support that natural melatonin production? Then look at your nutrition. Often, if you're highly performing, you're underfueling, especially in protein. So ensure that you're getting that 20 to 30 grams of protein each meal and keeping your blood sugar stable with regular meals and healthy fats. That can make a huge difference in how your adrenals cope. Add in gentle movement. So not pushing ourselves, just gentle. Gentle walking, gentle Pilates, slow strength work. Not every workout needs to be a high intensity sweat session. In fact, for many burnt out bodies, that kind of exercise will actually do more harm than good. Then we look at that stress regulation. Not just reducing stresses, but actively supporting the nervous system to shift out of fight or flight. Breath work, cold water therapy, meditation, vagus nerve activation, neuromodulation, they all play a role in helping your system to recalibrate. Even 5 to 10 minutes a day can shift your cortisol rhythm over time. Supplements can also be a useful layer of support, but always with guidance. The basics like vitamin C, magnesium, B5, these can all nourish the adrenals, especially when depleted. Adaptogens like rhodiola, ashwagandha, holy basil, they may also help, but they need to be carefully matched to your cortisol pattern. What works for one person can worsen symptoms in another. So I always recommend working with a practitioner if you're going to use supplementation. Beyond physiology, boundaries and intentional rest, these are non-negotiable. Recovery isn't just about what you take, it's about what you protect. That might mean finishing work a little bit earlier, saying no to back-to-back calls, or building in a time, a sacred non-negotiable time for yourself, even if it's just 20 minutes a day. it doesn't mean you have to not work or not have ambition. You just have to also want to look after yourself. And don't underestimate the power of micro-recovery moments, time in nature, switching your phone to airplane mode, creating something with your hands, cooking a meal slowly, listening to some music. They may all be small, but they help shift your nervous system into a parasympathetic state. And that's the state when true healing happens. And finally, remember, productivity doesn't mean 24/7 activity. Your brain works better when you give it time to process. Your decisions will be sharper, your creativity will flow better when you rest your brain. That's when we process memories, when we take things in, when we learn. Recovery isn't a pause in progress, it's a part of progress. If you're not sure where to start or you want to take a structured, science-backed approach to rebuilding your energy and your resilience, my book Optimal You is a great place to begin. It walks you through the key systems of the body, including adrenal health, and offers practical tools, reflection exercises, and foundational strategies to help you restore balance and energy. I'll link it in the show notes below if you'd like to explore it further. If you take one thing from this episode, let it be this. Burnout isn't a weakness, it's a signal, a message from your body that something needs to shift. And if you are highly performing, those signals are easy to miss because you've trained yourself to override them. You're wired to keep going, but there comes a point when pushing through stops being a strength and starts becoming a liability to your health, to your clarity, and to your longevity. And it's a conversation that we need to have more openly and more regularly. Recovery doesn't mean stepping away from your ambition. It means fueling it properly. It means choosing sustainability over sacrifice and recognizing that rest is a strategy, not a luxury. And if this episode resonated with you, please share it with someone else you know, a colleague, a friend, or a partner who might be quietly burning out while still looking like they've got it all together. These conversations matter more than ever, and we need to start talking about it more truthfully. I'll see you next time on the Good Health Podcast, and until then, give yourself permission to slow down. Your energy is worth protecting, and it will help your ambition in the end.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Good Health Podcast. Do share the episode with anyone you think it may benefit and help us to spread the word on all things health and wellness by rating, liking, or subscribing to the podcast. If you want more, you can listen to more episodes on your favorite podcast app or sign up to my newsletter for my favorite tips, tricks, health advice, brands, recipes, and more at nicolegoodhealth.com/newsletter. Have a lovely week. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Good Health Podcast.